A de facto ban on whale watching boats that would have required them to stay 650 yards away from endangered Puget Sound orcas has been stripped from revised legislation. The compromise goes against a recommendation from Governor Jay Inslee's Orca Recovery Task Force. KNKX Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
The task force has noted that southern residents are starving. Many people say the noise and disturbance from the clusters of boats that routinely gather around them interfere with their ability to find scarce Chinook salmon. The compromise legislation omits the de facto moratorium, but increases the distance all boats must keep from the endangered whales to 300 yards. It also creates a go slow zone and a new licensing system under which the State Department of Fish and Wildlife can set conditions to limit things like boat numbers or time spent with the whales. That's not enough for some advocates, such as Janet Thomas with the Orca Relief Citizens Alliance. She told lawmakers the compromise makes a mockery of what the task force recommended.
This bill that you are now being presented with protects the whale watching industry more than it protects the southern resident orca whales.
The Whale Watch Association has argued that keeping them 6.5 football fields away from the endangered orcas would have unintended consequences because they demonstrate best practices on the water and help everyone follow the rules. Bellamy Palethorpe, KNKX News.